The National Palace of Sintra is one of the main attractions in the city and has a fascinating history that dates back several centuries. It was built during the Middle Ages and has witnessed numerous historical events over the years. One of the most distinctive features of the palace is its unique architecture, combining Gothic, Manueline, and Mudéjar elements. You will notice the impressive cone-shaped chimneys that protrude from the palace, which are iconic symbols of Sintra. During the reign of the Portuguese King's dynasty, the palace was used as a summer residence. Many Portuguese monarchs have left their mark here, and it is interesting to see how different eras and architectural styles intertwine in the design of the palace. As you walk through the palace's rooms, you will appreciate the rich decoration and intricate details in the tiles, carved ceilings, and furniture. One of the highlights is the Swan Room, with its painted ceiling depicting these elegant birds. Another significant historical event that took place in the National Palace of Sintra was the signing of the Treaty of Sintra in 1808. This treaty brought an end to the French invasion in Portugal during the Napoleonic Wars and was a crucial moment in the country's history. In addition to its historical significance, the palace offers stunning views of the city and surrounding areas from its balconies. You will enjoy panoramic vistas of Sintra and the lush landscapes that surround it. I hope you have enjoyed this introduction to the history and most relevant events of the National Palace of Sintra. Now, I invite you to continue exploring this incredible place and discover more wonders it has to offer. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask. Enjoy your visit.